In the Middle East, three car bombs exploded within minutes of each other in northwest Syria yesterday, killing at least two dozen people in a coordinated assault on government positions. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The war in Syria continued to claim human life on Wednesday when near simultaneous car bombs killed at least 24 people in the city of Idlib, according to the monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Rebel forces are in control of much of the periphery of the city, but it is government forces who still maintain control of the city itself. The bombings came just a day after 87 people were killed in an attack at Aleppo University, with both sides in the conflict blaming each other. Meanwhile, as the fighting continues to uproot civilians, the UN World Food Programme announced on Wednesday that Syria's government had authorized it to step up food aid to some 2.5 million people going hungry. Up to now, WFP has only been able to feed up to 1.5 million people in Syria each month because of the fighting and lack of local partners capable of delivering aid. I'm Lydia O'Kane.